T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Happy Friday, everybody. FM News Talk 97.1 DGS. I feel awful.
You look great.
Thank you. Well, then I feel better.
Okay.
It's so, I broke one of my cardinal rules. I just do not drink on weeknights.
Okay.
Because it really affects me. I think I have a special sensitivity to it. And the big thing is, it's a cascade kind of thing because it affects my sleep. Mm-hmm. And as we were talking about in the last hour, I went to see Louis C.K. last night with Convy, and we met up with John Carney. Before that at Kimmel's, had a couple glasses of wine, and then there's a 2-drink minimum at Funny Bone, or I thought there was.
Uh-huh.
So I ordered 2 short little vodkas and just kind of nursed them. But that's more alcohol than I typically drink, even over the course of a whole evening. But just, I have that, you know, just a little bit hungover, and then I just didn't sleep well.
Yep. It's amazing what, you know, the older you get, when you make minuscule changes.
Just little bitty changes.
Going to bed an hour later, Diet Coke. Fern and I went out to the Village Bar and got burgers, and I drank 2 big sodies. And honest to God, I don't think I was in bed more than 15 minutes at a time last night.
So hungover.
I just had this caffeine buzz. No, I was going to the bathroom, and I get mad at myself. I'm laying there, I'm like, all right, I'm going to sleep. Oh, for the love of God, here we go. It's just ridiculous. Old man problems, I know.
I don't drink soda at night. That's how old I am.
Yeah, no,
I don't
you're
have
smart.
It past like 2 p.m.
You're smart.
Yeah. Yep.
I also went to the Funny Bone on Tuesday night to see Nikki Glaser and had one tall vodka, which is like they water it down. That's why they put it in a tall glass for you. Mm. And I also did not sleep. And I didn't get home till 10:30.
Ooh.
It was crazy. I was buzzed, man. It ruined my week.
10:30. I gotta be up tomorrow at 8.
I do think either I have a special sensitivity to it or I'm just a puss. I'm open to either one. I'm fine with that. But I do not understand how people, especially people my age, who there are a ton of them, you go to a Blues game, they're going to be 5,000 50-plus-year-olds tanked.
Yes.
Because they can sleep. They can sleep it off.
It probably makes them fall asleep.
Yeah.
Yeah. My grandfather, I think I told you this story, was like a functioning alcoholic. And he would drink himself into oblivion every night, Manhattans, strong Manhattans, and get up the next day at 5 a.m., eat a big breakfast, and go work in a packing house for 9 hours a day. And then come home and eat a big dinner and start it all over again. I'm like, whew, man.
Was he unpleasant?
No, he was one of the most charming guys in the world. Most charming guy. And then if he just got a little bit too far, then he took a swing at my brother-in-law one time on our front lawn. That was kind of interesting. Yeah. So, but, you know.
Do you remember it?
Oh, yeah.
You were there?
Oh,
were
yeah.
Were you a little kid?
No, I was like 16, 17 years old. Yeah. And he took a swing at my brother-in-law, Archie.
Did he deserve
Archie.
It?
Archie always deserved it. He was no, he didn't. My grandfather was just kind of, he would get to that point and then get very vocal, and then he was crashing cars. I know one time he crashed his car into a hospital. So I thought that was appropriate. Yeah, it worked out.
Did he ever get sober?
No. I mean, he was when he worked and everything, but pretty much on weekends.
But I mean, like, was it a thing? It's very personal, but I'm sure he's dead. Was it a thing like, you know, dad, grandpa, any kind of intervention, or was it
back
in the 60s where it's like, you know.
No, because basically.
He works hard, he drinks hard.
Exactly. That was it. He would go and, you know, he never missed work.
Yeah.
You know, and he was always there, and he took me to football games. He was great, you know, but we knew that when he got to a certain point, you know, somebody had to drive him home, so.
Was he related to the grandma who landed on the pillow?
No. No.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's strange enough. She was coming back from a bar at 2:00 in the afternoon. I'm starting to see a trend here.
Yeah, I am too.
Really? Thank God I'm drinking those Diet Cokes. No, that was on
Peter one day will be like, yeah, my dad had kind of a Diet Coke problem.
so many limes.
We had, you know, one time we went to the East Side and paid $33 in Diet Cokes. We knew he had a problem.
I really thought you just said the yeast side. I was like, that's a little offensive.
The East Side. It was offensive when I paid $32 for a Diet Coke.
Go to 971talk.com/merch and get your t-shirts. We just ordered a bunch of new ones because we sold out of our first ones.
Did you sign your DGS stickers?
I did.
What about the individual pictures in each? Wasn't that going to be something? You were going to draw a picture?
We are. I wish I would have saved this. I did about 5 of them when you guys weren't there.
Okay.
I think it was Monday.
Yeah.
And I just didn't like them.
Uh-huh.
And I should have saved them.
Couldn't get the boobs right.
Yep.
What?
I just assumed that's what you were
drawing. That's it, yeah. It's something I've seen. It's something I've seen. But yeah, you do draw weird things.
No, I do this little... Okay, I'll do it.
You also draw boobs quite a lot.
Rachel, any man on earth draws boobs.
How many times have you seen me draw boobs?
A lot. You guys don't remember the one we posted a photo one
this
time.
Is fake news.
Oh, whatever. We were all drawing, and Dave drew like a stick figure woman swimming in the ocean with giant boobs.
I do not remember.
I think I do remember that.
That was a fun day.
Yeah, right.
Oh, this is your little guy you always draw.
Yeah.
This is great radio.
Shut up. So mad at
this
you.
This is it.
So, right. My little guy. But then what I couldn't do is I was doing like a little thumbs up.
Oh.
And it just
it
kept
looks like
that
an looks alien is bursting out
it
of his
It just kept looking like he had his wiener in his
hand. Yeah, I was going to say that looks pretty weird.
You know what, though? Now that Zimmerman's saying it, boobs maybe,
there you go.
Maybe the way to go.
Yeah,
I can crank those out pretty quick.
Yeah, and those are.
And they're impressive.
They're very impressive.
Too bad you don't have a W anywhere in your name because you would have just.
That's right. That would be a great signature, right?
That could be the new logo when we get tired of the cartoon face.
No, as I was drawing, making my drawings that I like, it was like, you know, in movies where the guy's trying to create something, he's wadding up paper and he's throwing it in the waste can.
Right.
That's exactly what was going on. And I literally giggled audibly to myself thinking the two of you especially would have been like,
so,
look at this guy.
Bottom line, did anybody get a picture?
No.
Okay.
No. But they will. Now that I know I can do boobs.
Right. So, Rachel, what are we talking about? Was that on there? And he goes, and everybody will get a picture.
And we knew he wouldn't do it because it would be too much effort.
Me, Tony, and Rachel went,
it's not effort. It's I'm a perfectionist. I don't know if you guys know this.
Yes.
Yeah, I guess I've noticed that.
So, basically, if you get an autographed DGS sticker, which is a nice gift unto itself. So.
Yeah, thanks for crapping on that.
No, it's very nice.
It's so nice out.
It's not a picture of boobs, but it's not bad.
Would it be offensive to include a picture of boobs?
I think people know what they're getting with this show.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. Yeah, that's a good point. In fact, out of everything you could draw, that would probably be the least offensive. So
maybe I could do boobs.
Look at that.
I can do these all day.
I know.
But then I could make it something else. Like.
Uh-oh.
Wow, Dave.
Yeah, go ahead, send that.
Like that,
yeah,
more,
that's a great
more
idea.
More detail?
Yeah, that's more wholesome.
Really? Local radio announcer gets kicked off
that
air.
That lady's
for
not
sending...
a fan of razors, I see.
it's no shame.
What's happening?
No shame January.
I'm trying to have a little decorum here, and it's right out the damn window. Wow. Oh, man.
Sorry, I'm the one who brought it into the gutter today.
Oh, man, oh, man.
Look, I'll have you know that's a portrait of my grandma.
Draw on a pillow.
She grew up on a farm. They didn't have razors.
That's right. Grandma used to pose for me. It was a weird family.
Oh, God.
Oh, come on. I'm 65 and it's
you
grossing
want some
me
cookies?
Out.
You
want some pie?
Oh, God. All right.
For real. Thank God it's Friday.
Yo, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I got to get. I finally
water
slept.
Take me away.
I finally slept better last night, and I had bought some.
I thought you said you slept bad. You just said
no,
that.
No. The night before, I think.
That's when you went and had all the diet sodas?
Oh, well, last night I slept in between peeing like a Russian racehorse, but I mean, I was in and up, in and out. But it. And where did that expression come from?
I don't know. I thought you did you? Now I'm doing it. Did you just say
a Russian
peeing like
racehorse.
A Russian racehorse? Shut up. Here's what I heard you say. I was peeing like a Russian racehorse. Mennonite.
No, I don't believe I said Mennonite. No. Who's the weird one here, Rachel? I don't know.
I've never heard the Russian racehorse thing.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Okay. It could be an age thing, I guess. All right. Dave knows it.
I don't know it.
Oh, your butt. You've never heard anybody?
Oh, boy.
You're dying butt.
You're dying butt.
Where's your belly button?
Right there.
Yeah, like that's what someone's looking for.
Give her a six-pack.
Give her a six-pack.
She looks gross.
Yeah.
She doesn't even have any arms or legs or head.
That's all right.
Getting there.
It's just a matter of time. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're drawing pictures on the radio now. Draw along if you like.
Big monkey ears. You'd do her.
What? Yeah, except her head's not attached to the rest of her body.
Perfect for you. Yes.
Head, you go over there. Body, you go over there. Oh, man.
That's the weirdest thing we've done in a while.
Yeah, that's saying something.
Oh, man. Speaking of sleeping, public nap places are becoming bigger and bigger. I guess they've been really big in Japan for a long time.
Yes.
But now in Chicago and New York, they're like sort of like a tan spa that you'd go in, but only just a...
Right. I think they've got them at some,
bed.
Some airports in the U.S. where you can go in.
Could you do that? Like, I could go in there and relax, but I can't imagine falling asleep.
No, I can't either. Yeah. I don't know if I've ever fallen asleep outside of being in my bed.
Really?
Yeah, I can't do that. It's got to be time to go to bed.
Huh.
And then I go and, I don't. Hmm.
Have you guys ever heard of cat cafes?
Yeah, good.
It's where you can go and get coffee and stuff, but they have a bunch of cats there to play with. And there's one in Maplewood.
Oh, I have. Yes,
but
I have.
They were really popular in Japan for a long time, and now we have one in St. Louis called Mao House.
Something tells me you've been there.
I have not, and I actually have a gift card, and I've just never been. I'm intimidated.
Mm.
It's a good cat, Dave.
Yeah, it's Lucy.
Aw, thanks.
But look out.
What?
Here comes the lady with the boobs. Boobs.
Comes the lady.
Oh my God!
Why is she holding the cat like that?
Where has catnip. The sun gone?
Yeah, I'm just gonna sign this work. I'm
Thank you.
You can send that out.
People are getting t-shirts.
Can I hang that on my fridge?
Really?
And Mark, this is
for me. That's I'm gonna. Yeah.
You might want to give that to Beaner for Christmas.
That's yeah.
This is from Uncle Dave.
It's like when Picasso would just do sketches.
The six pack looks like a church window. I don't quite understand that, but
it's a double meaning.
That's all right.
I do spiritual nudes.
So Beaner does the show last night. She does the
iHeart.
Yeah, iHeart. And I'm watching, and she's going, "Are you watching?" And I go, "Yeah." And I'm lying. I'm watching Mom or something like that.
He was drinking soda.
Yeah,
bar.
Yeah, I was in the bathroom the whole time. So I turn and she goes, "My credits are going to be on." And she was the one that was in charge of doing the credits.
Okay.
So we're watching. I'm going, and we always do that. Whatever show she's on, we always turn on the last 3 minutes. So he turned it on, and they're doing the last like record of the year. And the person gets up and goes, "Thank," and they cut it.
Oh, no.
And they go right to it. No credits at all.
Oh, man.
And so I sent her, I go, you got the raw end of the deal, sister. And she goes, "Yeah, it just ran out of time, but they showed on the West Coast."
Oh, like, man.
But she got paid.
What
anyways.
Was her credit? What was she doing there?
I don't know. It was under
credits
scripts.
Credits manager.
Yeah. So, yeah. The loan arranger. She was, I don't know.
Mennonite.
Yeah, Mennonite. I'm not sure what she was.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Happy Friday, everybody. FM News Talk 97.1 DGS. Head over to 97.1talk.com/merch. Pick up your merch. We really do need to get a ball cap.
I would love one.
I love ball caps.
Rach, why don't you design that?
Okay.
Go ahead.
We've talked about this. Chicks with glasses, super hot.
I think you say chicks with something else.
Chicks with ball caps. Love women wearing baseball caps.
Do you
caps.
Like it when they pull the ponytail through the thing? That's a Tony thing, too.
Yep. Oh, that's the greatest. That now, if you get, you get that and a pair of glasses, and great
it's
big
it's hard to wear glasses
hands.
In a ball cap. Great big hands.
He's drunk.
I don't like to wear a ball cap with my glasses because then it pushes down on the top of my glasses.
Oh.
Because I wear low-profile hats.
Oh. Well, you should get high-profile hats or smaller glasses.
Dave's doing another tasteful nude.
Another, yes.
She's naked with a ball cap on with her ponytail pulled through.
That's it. For me. Thank you. Wow. That is not actually half bad. I could actually tell what that is. In fact,
I was like, this will work. This will work.
I'm oddly drawn to this. I'll be back in a minute.
Mark, what are you doing in there?
Look at the gal with the ball cap.
Mm-hmm. I think we should just get a ball cap that says, I get it. Just like in plain type. I would wear that, but
yeah.
We could also just do one with the logo. I don't know.
Like a baseball or a trucker or a mesh.
Like a low profile, like dad hat. That's what they're called now. Those are really in.
Yeah.
So what's it? I don't get low profile. What do you mean? It just sits lower down?
The ones that sit low. Like kind of when we got our golf hats at the tournament, like that.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Like the non-big.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Poofy.
Yeah, I don't like the mesh. Those look too.
Those are kind of 2004 over, anyway. Yeah.
Yeah.
My dad always had ball caps, and they were the opposite of low profile.
Yeah.
And then he was kind of like you. He would never pull them down. So they were just already tall and then sitting on the top of his head.
Yeah.
I like ball caps because I can not wear makeup and then just pull it down as far as possible, and it's awesome.
My dad, after he retired, was a walker. God, that guy would walk like crazy. And during the winter, he would layer up, and he would wear a black freezer jacket like mine and a hoodie. And so what he would do is he'd pull the hoodie up.
Yeah, over the ball cap.
And he had these big, giant headphones with an antenna that were a radio. And then he had those Terminator wraparound glasses.
Oh,
and so, you got it? You got it?
Yeah.
He's a little bitty guy. And so one time I was bringing a new girlfriend over to meet my parents, and we're going down Wilson Street where my mom lives, and here comes my dad. And this girl goes, oh my God, get a load of this freak.
Oh no.
And I didn't say a word. And I'm like, South Rock Santa.
Yeah.
And about 20 minutes later, he comes walking in.
She's like, my father, the freak.
We killed her. We buried her.
Good.
We buried her in Lush Farms.
Yeah. It's a good place to go. Wow. Man. What did he listen to? Do you remember? Was it like KMOX back in the day? Or?
Really good question. KMOX was the go-to.
Yeah.
Like when I would get, I have very mixed emotions about KMOX. I have such great memories of summertime and my dad burning chicken. Man could not barbecue to save his
Chicken's
life.
Chicken's hard.
Listening to Joe Buck.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Jack Buck.
Jack Buck
right.
and Mike Shannon.
Sure.
And
little small transistor radio with the antenna. Yeah.
Yeah. And then bad memories of the mornings when it's dark out and here comes the KMOX march.
And then they do the Lord's Prayer. I think they used to do the Lord's Prayer too. I thought at one time I thought they did. Yeah. So it just,
She's got beautiful eyelashes.
Yeah. Let's post that one. I think it's my best work.
More tasteful.
Yeah.
Okay. I get it back, right? I can take it
Have
home.
Have you ever seen the movie Mac and Me?
Yeah.
That's what the original naked lady looks like. She looks like Mac.
Yeah, don't put a picture of that. I was just screwing around.
Really? The police search your house next week. We need to talk.
Yeah, right. They find someone dead who matches that description.
That's right. How did that
She
happen?
Had giant ears and an unshaven... What are we doing here?
I don't know.
God, I don't know.
Separate honeymoons called unimoons are now all the rage.
So
either a unimoon or a solo moon.
So you get married and you go on vacation by yourself?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
What?
Seems like the point.
Yes. We're just doing the opposite of what we used to do. Which sometimes is good, but sometimes it's just dumb. You see what I'm saying?
No, absolutely.
Like, you're not automatically cool because you do the opposite of what people have always done.
Mm-hmm. There's a reason everybody's doing it a certain way. And
thank you. There's a reason that we've done it the same way for hundreds of years or thousands of years. I'm totally cool if married people or long-term relationship live-in people take separate vacations.
Sure.
That's great. But a honeymoon?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it also just kind of proves that weddings have nothing to do with marriage anymore.
Good
it's
point.
Like, let's have this big party and then go on vacation. We're not even going to go together.
Separately.
Yeah. The point of a honeymoon was like, we just got married. This is a great time to be alone and bond and share this experience together and be away from everyone and start our new lives just the two of us, and then we'll come back to reality. And now it's like, yeah. I'll see you when I see you, babe.
You know what I think is really sad that it's been lost is the family truckster vacation. Like in the 50s and 60s, when you would just load up the station wagon and drive to Yosemite.
California for Disneyland. Yeah. That was a big one. Yeah,
spend two weeks on the road and
want to kill your siblings.
Yeah, but you have such great memories of it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we never said ours was Lake of the Ozarks. That was about it.
Mm-hmm.
Since we just didn't get a lot of vacation time. But the trickster. That's great.
According to a new study, second day in a row, we talked about cheese. Cheese tastes better when exposed to 90s hip hop. A study out of Switzerland. For the love. So, researchers exposed 8 identical wheels of Swiss cheese to different types. Oh, the cheese tastes better when exposed. I thought it meant you. I thought like if you listen to MC Hammer, you like cheese better.
No.
This is they're exposing the cheese.
No, yes, the cheese tastes better.
Well, that's weirder. No. That's weirder than the person.
Who does this study? Obviously the Swiss cheesemakers in Sweden.
Some dork. Someone trying to sound cool.
Yep.
Like, we had this is the best tasting cheese, and we exposed it to 90s hip-hop.
Brother.
Whatever. 90s hip-hop wasn't even good.
Boy, they talk just like that.
We exposed it to 90s hip-hop.
90s hip-hop.
I don't like rap today. I like rap from 20 years ago when they didn't even know how to rap yet.
Now he talks different.
She's going to talk a
lot.
What's
your meanest
voice? She's
going
to talk a lot.
If you hate someone.
I don't know.
Oh, I do. Give me your best fine.
Fine?
Is everything all right?
Fine.
Oh, man. That just.
She's good at it.
Whoo, man, that'll send shivers. Fine.
I should start going, it's all good.
Yeah. It's another one.
What are we doing?
I don't know. I don't care.
Yeah, it's Friday.
It's Friday.
The cheese thing made me mad. It made me as mad as the 20-foot wheel of cheese made you yesterday, Dave.
Oh.
It's just stupid. It's just stupid.
I'm sitting right here.
It's not your fault, but the hip-hop thing. Oh, it tastes better because we played 90s hip-hop over the speakers. Shut up.
Wow.
He's drawing a wheel of cheese.
Look at that. Did he write cheese?
Keep talking.
It's like at any moment he's going to draw the boobs.
that cheese has boobs. Why? I don't know what's going on with this. St. Patrick's Day. Hey, how about that parade?
Is that tomorrow?
There's Cottleville tomorrow, downtown tomorrow, because I just drove down Market Street, and they have the shamrocks painted on the street, and then the Royal Hibernian, I believe, is on Sunday, and that goes through Dogtown. And if you are a true Irishman, that's the one they tell you. My brother, the one that my grandfather took a swing at, he was in the Order of the Royal Hibernians, and that's the parade that you go to. It's the one down off Tam. That's the hardcore.
Very familiar. Yeah. My brother-in-law, Mike O'Connor, has been St. Patrick, not he,
right.
But it's in his family for like decades.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Boy, they do. Remember, I used to do the broadcast when I was doing mornings, and you'd do 6 to 10 a.m. at a bar somewhere, like on a Tuesday, and there'd be green eggs and ham and green beer. People would show up at 6 in the morning, and they were already blasted. I go, what have you been doing?
How can you last?
Oh, I don't. Yeah,
doesn't it shut down at like 3? Like, isn't Dogtown shut down in the evening?
Probably maybe 4 or 5, because they just know anything after that, it's just going to turn into a meal. Yeah, just stay away from that. So, yeah, I don't blame them. But, God, they'd get to these things, and they're ripped, and then it's like 8:30, and they're leaving. You're going home and say, I'm going to work. Okay, hope you're not a surgeon.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, guys. DGS. Whew, thank God it's the final segment.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I mean, just barely crawling across that.
We should put a disclaimer on this going, no guarantees.
What's the most tired you can ever remember being and still having to do something?
I stayed up once when I was working in radio early on, and I filled in for a bunch of people. I kept going, and I stayed up. I think I stayed up like 48 hours, 2 days.
Is this when I knew you, when you looked crazy in the hallway?
No, that's when I wasn't sleeping.
Okay.
That was not on purpose, that one there. No, this was, I kept filling in. They needed somebody. I filled in. I did this, and I was up for like 48 hours.
Wow.
And, I mean, I was still living. I think I was living at home, and, man, I was blasted. I remember driving one time to Mizzou with a friend of mine. We're going down 70, and we're going along, and we went after work, and it's really – but then it was the morning. We must have left like 2 or 3 in the morning. I don't know. The light's coming out, and I look on the side of the road, and I saw this, like, I still remember this. It was like it was a goose, like a real long-necked goose. And I'm like
– Did you hallucinate it?
I think I might have.
Oh, wow.
Because I'm telling my friend, I'm going, hey, man, look at the goose. And he's like, what are you talking about, man?
He's like, look at the brontosaurus.
Yes. Yeah. God, that was – holy cow, that was – 48, 45 years ago, and I still remember that. I was tired.
I remember, I haven't thought about this in 40 years, but when I was probably 10, it was very much like yours, but I really saw this. We were driving down the road. You know how it was when you're 10 and you're just in the back seat?
Yep. Dazing out. Yep.
And back then, you didn't see many people like walking on the side of the road. And this was like, it seemed like a pretty old guy, transient, and he had a backpack and a hood, and he was white, but his face was black. Does that make sense? Like he wasn't African American.
Okay.
He was, and my whole body went numb with fear. And I remember that so well. Like he looked at me,
yeah,
and our eyes met, and I don't know, maybe he was just that dirty. But it was just something about it was just terrifying. And I still remember that.
All right, Rach.
I don't know. I've been super tired so many times. The first time you
live your life tired.
Yeah. Mm. But there was one time, maybe a year into working here, I was doing the morning show. And then I think I was doing this show too. I was filling in. And there was just no good time to sleep. You couldn't really sleep in between. I couldn't ever sleep at night whenever I would do mornings. And I think I went 11 days without getting any. I mean, I say I didn't sleep. I'm sure I would have passed out at some point.
Right.
But I was not sleeping.
It doesn't feel like it. Yeah.
The weird thing about me and not sleeping is the first few days are terrible, then it gets really terrible, and then it kind of stops being so terrible. Mm. Like, you're just used to it at that point. Oh, I'm just always this tired. I did it for the past 5 days, so I'll keep going. But that was a really bad one. And it lined up with a Christmas party somehow. And I think I finally, I went to the Emma's Christmas party for like an hour and went home and was able to sleep for a little bit before the morning show the next day.
But what year were you an intern?
2013.
Okay, so it was the same cast as now?
No, it was Max and Tom were both on the show.
They were both on the show.
Yeah.
But that's what I meant. But Mark was on. And
yeah, Mark and Tony and you.
Okay. What did you think of the show back then?
And you, Dave. You were on the show too.
And you were here.
Yeah.
I liked it. I mean, I interned on the show and then I always wanted to work on the show more than I wanted to work on the other shows. So.
And when was your first time like really doing an appearance on the show?
The first time I was ever on was, you guys did not let me on as an intern.
At all?
At all. And I got so bitter anytime an intern got to come on after me.
Ooh.
Like to this day, if we had
bitter?
An intern. If I remember.
I can't imagine it.
Remember
imagine
intern that. Cole who works down at KMOX now?
Sure.
I was just so like, when he got to come on the air because I never got to. You guys never called me. The first time I got to come on the show, you were talking about homeless people and I was able to come on and share an experience I had.
I don't know why we wouldn't have had you on.
Yeah, I mean, you've got pretty much an open door policy where anybody gets drug on you.
I didn't ask. My strategy with this show was always like, I don't want to get on anybody's nerves. I don't want to be pushy because I knew how it was. I saw it. I see people scrambling to get a foot in the door. And I just always wanted to be under the profile, working hard to where you guys wanted to have me around.
Well, it worked.
Mm-hmm.
The long con.
Yeah, I manipulated my way in.
Cole's long gone, and here you are.
Although in his defense, he was a very talented young man. So
he's a good kisser.
Yep. That's why we had him on the air all the time.
On the O.
On the O air.
Got to come on the air.
Cole, said, get on the O.
Come on. Lay one on Glover. Mama.
What are we doing?
I don't know.
We gave a disclaimer at the beginning
right.
of the segment.
You're
saying,
right.
You know what?
It's going to suck.
The most tired I've ever been is right now.
Yes. For the love of God, let us go to sleep.
There really is something to slumber party laughter.
Oh.
Like some of my just deepest, I can't stop laughing have been when you're
when you're just that tired. And just
man,
goofy.
I remember one time, law school, as you can imagine, especially your first year when you're still taking it seriously, can be pretty exhausting. And my partner and I, we had to do this pretty big brief, like maybe 20 pages. And it was really late at night because we procrastinated and his girlfriend was typing it. And we were getting real snippy with each other.
Mm.
And she deleted it.
No.
Oh.
Like by mistake.
Oh.
And I'll never forget, like we're kind of going back and forth, me and Dan, and just like, dude, blah, 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 blah. And it's probably like 3 a.m. You guys can imagine what I'm like at 3 a.m. And then she turns around and she's like, just settle down. I think I can get it back, but I can't find it. And she didn't.
Oh.
And then Dan Schnurman, the single funniest person I've ever known. He was like Jerry Lewis. And we were really good in these competitions. Like that was our thing. And we went to, this may have been nationals in something. And he had 30 index cards with all of his stuff.
Yeah.
And he stands up in front of these true judges, professional judges, like in Indianapolis, I think it was, and he squeezed them too tight, and they all flew up.
Flying up.
Like a comedy skit.
Yeah.
They all just flew up in the air.
Did you go, objection?
That's right, really. Objection, erection. Oh, you win.
They win again.
They're so good. I love that erection joke.
God, we had so much fun. Me and he and Noel and my roommate Ricky all went to Europe for like a few months.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
God, that was fun.
I just love talking to Noel because he's known you for so long.
Yes.
And when he would come in and you would start telling a story and he would just look it over at us and go, uh-huh. It's just, uh-huh.
He was the first guy I met in law school.
Really?
You're the best lawyer in the whole class.
That's
when I was
right.
still carrying my briefcase with nothing in it but my lunch.
Gee, I can't imagine why this didn't work out.
Isn't that just so me? I always try.
Sure.
I have a plan. And it's almost never right.
Right. I was going to say, you put a lot of time and effort.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's usually the wrong
right.
thing.
Seventh grade Star Trek, right? Ramjet.
Yep.
First day of law school. I better get a Naugahyde briefcase. And put my sack lunch in it.
Wow.
Always try. Always have a plan.
Yep.
Rarely do the right thing.
Just usually not a good plan.
Mm.
Oh, well.
If Rach and I had been friends when we were kids, we may have ended the space-time continuum. Like the Higgs boson particle, like with her culottes.
Oh, and your
and my Fred Flintstone cut jean cutoffs, my jorts.
Oh,
had we been like in a club together?
Oh, the power dorks.
Oh, walks
oh
in
my God,
with the bonnet on,
playing in the
sold,
creek,
baby,
going to Bible study.
That's right, just sold.
I would have been wearing the bonnet.
I know.
Oh yeah, you
really.
Would.
You would have been teaching her part of your tap dancing lessons,
putting makeup on me.
Yep.
And I liked it.
I know.
And if Mark was a kid at the same time, he would just walk by and shove us into the locker.
That's right. $5 to get out. All right.
Mark with all of his hair and his judgment.
That's right.
Look out, culotte.
That's hair coming through.
He'd be like, oh, Mark.
Mark's like, ha, you would have never went to Vianney. Whatever.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I tore up the academics at Vianney.
What's up, young earthers?
Yep.
Ridden any good dinosaurs lately?
Mm. Wow.
All right, you guys want to go home?
Oh.
Let's take a vote without the audience participating.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.